The ancient samurai have this book. It's called The Way of the Samurai in English. I think in Japanese it's Sakugare, or that could be a Japanese beer. I'm not really sure. Whatever it's called, it basically says that ancient samurai philosophy can be summarized into two words: win first, or win beforehand. What does that mean? Well, you can either kind of get into the battle and freak out and not know what to do, or we can have the battle won before we even have to draw a sword. That's what frameworks are really good for. I know, without a shadow of a doubt, that every video I do and every email I send and all my stuff is going to be of a level. It's not going to be world's best, but it's certainly going to be up there, world class, before I even utter a word, because I've won beforehand. Now I just have to kind of show up and deliver the stuff. Cool?
This is Super Fast Business with James Schranko. Helping you build your business super fast.
I'm really excited about this last session because we're really going to unearth some frameworks, and that's really the theme for this event. You just got a framework, by the way, of how to actually work out what things you should be doing, what things you shouldn't be doing. In case you didn't notice, that was a framework. When I was re-engaging frameworks, I looked at what we were doing in the car industry and brought them across to my business. In the last year or so, I've observed Taki using frameworks when we were at conferences together. I asked him about it. I knew where some of the ideas came from, combined it with a few of the things is how you ended up with this form and the two that you'll get tomorrow. So Taki really understands this well, so well, in fact, I wanted him to come here and share some of his best frameworks, and they should line up with some of the activities that you need to do, that you've learnt to do today and that you know to do. So my podcasting partner from Sales Marketing Profit, the burrito thief, according to Ed Dale, and amateur surfer. Come on up, Taki. Big hand for Taki. All right, have fun, mate.
Thank you.
Oh, dude, not only do you mention that I stole his burrito, but he's sitting right here in front of me. He wants his burrito. Actually, so let's just tell the story because it's important. We were in Phoenix, Arizona, went out for dinner after one of Joe and Dean's things, sitting down eating Mexican, and food comes out, and the food looked great, and I said, a bit of this, and I ate a bit of that, and a bit of this, and then Ed goes, where's my burrito? And I said, oh, isn't it sharing? And the waiter goes, Mexicans don't share. I don't know why the Mexican sounded like a German then. He just did, but that's the deal. So I kindly got Ed a smoothie right now to kind of repay my karmic debt, because every morning I wake up terrified of, you know, going to hell because I stole Ed's burrito 4 years ago.
Hardly ever bring it up.
Yeah, hardly ever, except every time we talk on social media. And he says, I don't want the burrito back. I've got this one over you for life or something. It's terrible. So, hey, super pumped to be here. This is going to be fun. I'm going to need your help. I'm going to put this down a bunch of times, or in my pocket, I'm going to forget where it is. So if you ever see me put this down, can you just, if I do this, just point to where I put it down last. Is that okay? Is that okay?
Yeah.
Cool. Last quick thing before we get started. I reckon there's two ways to teach, two ways to learn. How many ways?
Two.
Yeah, there's the old way and the? Yeah, the old way goes like this. Guy stands at the front of the room, does a lot of? Talking. You try to? But it gets a bit? And you fall a? Right. Dude, this is the last session. You've been learning a stack. You've been sitting on your butts all day. I know that the mind can only take in what the butt can endure. So let's make this a little bit more like a two-way dialogue than a one-way information dump. Is that cool? Is that all right? Great. All right. So let's do this. James asked me to come and talk about frameworks. And a framework is a mental shortcut. If you're kind of taking notes, that's probably the first thing to write down. A framework is a mental shortcut. And so where do you need frameworks? You kind of need them probably everywhere. But the place where they come in most handy for me is creating content. So I've got a quick question. Where in your business do you need to create content the most? Like, what styles of content? Like, who here writes blog articles? Cool. Does anyone have to send promo emails? Great. Who podcasts? Fantastic. Ed's got his hand up for everything. Who never lets me off the hook on social media for stealing his burrito? Thank you. So I want to give you nine content shortcuts, nine quick, shortcuts for creating kick-ass in no time at all. That's kind of our goal. Okay, so if you're writing notes, kick-ass, no time at all, that's kind of our goal. So, in fact, just before I do that, I was looking at my business about a year ago, and I realized that I make content really in three main places. I create content to attract leads. What's the first word? Yeah, to attract, to get people to kind of come to my website, pop in their details and connect, right? I create content to convert, you know, webinars, sales videos, even one-on-one strategy sessions, need a system for doing that sort of thing. You follow me so far? Yeah. And then I need content to deliver. Now, I don't know what your business is. My business has a lot of kind of content to deliver because I'm a coach and my job is to kind of teach people stuff and have them apply it. Good so far? So just think about how most people do this stuff. Now, you guys are the smart crowd, so if some of this doesn't apply to you, it's because it's for everybody else out there who's too dumb to be here. Is that cool? By the way, I was here last year, James, and I was blown away by quality of speaker. I've been completely, wrapped with today. I've learned stacks from every single speaker. I've got a bunch of notes, not just notes, but action items. And I know it's hard to get people to fly from around the world to get here, both in the audience and speakers. I just want to say thanks, dude. You've done a freaking awesome job. So, to attract, how do most people do it? Well, most people kind of don't have marketing systems in place. So when they attract, it's manual. What's the word? It's? Yeah, you know, like they, you know, old school. They knock on doors or they cold call or they, you know, they network and collect cards and they follow up. There's a whole bunch of kind of chasing involved and it's sucky, right? When it comes to converting, most people sell onesie twosie, if that's a word. Onesie twosie, you know, like you get on the phone with a prospect and you try to sell them your stuff or you meet them face to face. It's a bunch of time involved. And then when they deliver, especially if you're delivering services or consulting, coaching, when they deliver, it's time for money. Cool? So I just want you to have a quick chat with your neighbor. These three activities, manual marketing, onesie-twosie selling, and time for money delivery, what do they all have in common? Going to give you 30 seconds. Play us a bit of a song if you could up the back. It'd be great. 30 seconds. What do those three things have in common? Ready, set, go. Thank you. And stop. All right, shoot up your hand. Let's get five or six answers real quick. What do they all have in common? You have to be Superman. Yes. What else? They're not leveraged. Time. Yes. They're not scalable. What was that? Sales. Probably not. Actually. Maybe. Doesn't make sense to me, but if it made sense for you, then I'm all for it, bro. That's all I'm saying. I love that. That's awesome. So think about this. There's really two fuels. Like if you think about manual marketing, selling one-on-one and delivering one, you know, and delivering time for money, there's kind of two fuels that make that happen, right? There's your time and your effort. What we know about time and effort is kind of you run out of both pretty quick, right? So that's the old way, if you like. The new way is a little bit different. And I guess what we're all here to learn about how to do is how to, instead of doing manual marketing, how do we automate it? Instead of selling one-on-one, how do we sell one-to-many? Perfect. Webinars, groups, videos, seminars, exactly. And then when it comes to delivery, instead of delivering, you know, time for money, how do we deliver our stuff in a leverage kind of scalable way, right? That's leverage. So if the fuel for this black group is time and its effort, what's the fuel for the blue on the outside? Why don't you have a quick chat with your neighbor again, 30 seconds. What are the inputs that make automated marketing happen, selling one-to-many happen, and leverage delivery? Have a quick chat, 30 seconds, and I'll check in a sec. And stop. All right, what do we got? If it's time and effort the old way, what's the new way built on? Systems and? Technology, frameworks, good. What else? Team, potentially. Think about this. To automate your marketing, you need two things. You need a system that's going to automate the thing, but you need something to say, right? Content. To sell to a group, you need a system for getting people to show up and deliver stuff, and then you need the content to teach them. True or true? Right. To deliver your stuff in a leveraged way, you need a system for delivering it to a group, and then you need the content, something to say. There's heaps of experts here who are going to talk about, you know, the mechanics, the tacticals, the how to generate the leads, the how to automate, you know, the Jakes and the Keiths and the gang, right? So let's just spend 40 minutes and 22 seconds on how to make killer content without really trying. Is that cool? Actually? Because we could talk about something else, but like I'd love to share. No, seriously, we've got 40 minutes. I'd love to talk about this because I'm a little bit nutso about it. But if it's not helpful, We do something else. Is it good?
Yep.
Well, let's do it. So here's the problem. When it comes to creating content, most people find it really slow. Would you agree? There's nothing worse than sitting down in front of a blank computer screen or a blank page and going, great, I've got to write, you know, I've got to write that article. Oh, crap. Right? It's slow. Number two, it's hard. Who's ever like written something and it sucks, so you delete it and you start fresh? And then you write it and then it sucks, so you start fresh. You know, if you're old school, you're like me on a pen and paper, and it's like, oh, that sucks. Oh, that sucks. The way I create my workshops is I've got, I went to Officeworks and I got this roll of brown paper, like a scroll. Yeah, like I've gone like to biblical times, apparently. Because I build my two-day workshops and I literally have a stand-up desk, the roll's down there, and I just write and I draw, you know, and I pull and I write and I pull. My last workshop took me 37 meters to build. It's really hard work. You get it wrong, you got to start fresh. It's kind of frustrating, annoying, right? So not only is it slow for many of us, it's hard work for a bunch of us. And then when we do it, it kind of comes out okay. Does this feel right, or at least partly for some of you? Yeah. And that's just, you know, super frustrating. We don't want that to happen. So if we get this right, the reason I'm doing this talk right now is so that we can flip those three or four core problems, right? Instead of it being slow, we can do it in a snap. Like, partly because I like to leave things to the last minute, and partly because the whole topic of today is about how to create content fast. I created this content this morning in the first session. During yours. I must admit, I looked up at the nipple flash at the 50-second mark. So I reckon I got everything I needed. So I had it outlined. What I didn't have was slides. Bam, 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 put together. It's going to be good. So number one, instead of it being slow, we can do it really fast. Number two, instead of it being really hard and kind of like, who was it that said, oh, writing's easy? I just kind of sit at my typewriter, slip my wrists, and bleed onto the page. Instead of it being hard, let's just make this thing easy. Right?
Yeah.
Right. And instead of like having it come out okay, let's get all of the kind of knowledge in, you know, that's in your head and like pop it out, package it up super good so it's worthy IP. Our goal is this. One of my favorite kids' movies, I got six kids, it's nuts, right? One of the reasons I'm good at hacking content and making it happen fast is because my home life is bananas, right? And so we just got to make things happen really quick. Kung Fu Panda, there's this great scene at the end. Po the Panda is against, I think it's Tai Lung, the kind of evil cat warrior thing. And they get locked into this crazy battle. I might borrow you if that's cool, man. Just stay right there. It's totally cool, Alan. Just give us your hand. And they get locked in this battle. And at the end, they're looking each other eye to eye. And Po just kind of lifts up his little finger like that. And Tai Lung knows that there's this move called the Wushu finger tap. What's it called, the?
Wushu finger tap.
Right. And apparently it's like the biggest secret in ancient Kung Fu. Like nobody's learned this stuff. He goes, how'd you learn this? Who taught you that? He goes, I figured it out myself. The hardest part is cleaning up afterwards, which I thought was a really good threat. And then he just goes like this. He just goes, skadoosh. And then the guy dies in the world. You know, he just says, you know, it was that. So anyone just please just raise up your little pinky finger? All we're talking about here is how do we do that minimum effort, the boink. Right? And have big things happen. Just do me a favor, finger up. Skadoosh. That's our job. Cool? This whole conference is about learning the little skadooshes that we can use to make big things happen without really trying. So what I want to know from you is this. I want you to just take a, you know, grab a piece of paper and your notes. We're going to play a quick song. I'm going to give you 20 seconds. Write down three things. What's the hardest part for you about creating content? Ready, set, go. Three things. What's the hardest part for you? If you get stuck, copy from the person next to you. It's not stealing, it's collaboration. Big companies do R&D. We still do. We just call it rip off and duplicate. That's okay. All right. And stop. Look this way. What have you got? What's on your list? What's hard about creating content for you? Shoot up your hand. I'll point to you. We'll call them out. We'll get a big list. Yeah. Being, is it about consistency of publishing or consistency like staying on track, staying on focus on one message?
Being consistent with your content over time.
Yeah, staying on message. So you're not saying this here and that there. So like I'm a nuclear physicist, I've got a lawn mowing business and I've got these great vitamins.
Right.
Yeah, that's not good. We shouldn't do that. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah, who's ever created the first draft that you just look at it and go, this is rubbish and it's going to need a whole bunch of cleanup? Okay, cool. I reckon the problem, if I might be so bold, is that you're not using a framework, because if you use a framework, it comes out super workable, perfectly good enough on round one. So if we can just kind of skip the whole draft, you know, edit a million times piece and just get it killer from day one, I think we're going to be great. Thank you. What else? Yeah. Not thinking straight. Okay, that sounds like a clear issue. The reason we, you know, you can either think straight because you kind of force yourself to, or think straight because you've just got little boxes to tick. The problem with like looking at a blank screen and figuring out what to say is because there's no constraints. You can talk about anything, and so you wander all over the place. Do you like that? I just did a little. I don't know where that came from, but that was my gift to you, sir. Hope it was great. Yeah. Unique and interesting. Yeah, how to keep it fresh, unique, and interesting. How to say the same thing differently. It's really important. Thank you. Awesome. Yeah. Yeah, having a structure so things come out looking kind of half smart. I think half smart's probably good enough for certainly good enough for me, right? It's done all right. Beautiful. So that's kind of our job. If I just summarize all those things, I'd say here's the biggest problem you've got right now when it comes to creating your content. There's just way too much friction in the process. Would you agree? Right, so if friction's the problem, lube is the answer. Gonna let that sit there for a bit and let the creepiness just gradually raise. All right, so here's what I want to know. I'm going to give you 20 seconds, do this really quick on a piece of paper. I want to know what are three kinds of content you need to create, and I'll see if I've got a framework for them. I'm going to share as many as I can. I want to give you 9 in the time that we've got left. Cool? So a quick song, if you could. What are 3 kinds of content? Like, do you need to write a blog? Do you need to send a promo email? Do you have to write a webinar, structure a talk? Do you need a sales process for onboarding new people? Do you want to create, do a weekly video blog like James does? Do you want to record a podcast, capture case studies? Like, what are the things in your world that you need right now? All right, I'm going to do my best to capture these down. Thank you so much. What do we got? Call them out. Okay, like a talk. A talk to sell or a talk to teach? Okay. Talk, sell, talk, teach. Very different, right? The framework or the structure is different. Great. What else? A podcast. Case study. Who's listened to Sales Marketing Profit? Right. That's a case study structure, right? And the reason we did case study is because it allows us to teach great stuff and look like legends, right? And so there's a framework. Every episode follows the exact same structure. Here's what you need to know about frameworks. The structure is the same. The content's different. It feels new and fresh every time, but it just gives you confidence that you're doing it right. Cool. What else do we need? Emails, like a promo, right? Good. What else? Sales page. Awesome. What else? Just one second. What was that? Like a post. Great. What else? Newsletter. Someone over here keeps saying something that I don't quite get. What was that? Product description. Thank you. Cool, so there's a whole bunch of these pieces. Yeah. After sales, like how to like welcome an usher in, like welcome a new, yeah, awesome, onboarding. So there's a whole bunch of different pieces we want to create. So what I want to do right now is I just want to give you 5 keys, and then I'm going to show you a bunch of, like, hopefully if we can get through them, 9 great content frameworks. Cool? So 5 keys. Number 1, build a 30-second mind. What the hell does that mean? Has anyone here ever heard of Warren Buffett? Great. Warren Buffett's this famous dude, one of the richest guys on the planet, and he's got a guy who's his right-hand man. Who knows his name? Charlie Munger. Right. Charlie Munger is his right-hand guy. He's not nearly as famous, but he's incredibly smart. And Warren Buffett, when he was... tell me a little bit about Charlie. Warren Buffett said this. He said, Charlie Munger has the best 30-second mind of anyone on the planet. I'm like, whoa. What does that mean? He explained it. He said, when somebody comes to Charlie and starts to explain his problem, by the time the guy's 30 seconds into explaining his problem, Charlie's done this. Listened enough. He's got 97 mental frameworks. What's the word? Yeah, 97 frameworks in his head for different situations. So he's listened for 30 seconds. In the 30 seconds, he's got just enough. figured out which one of the 97 frameworks to use, pulled it out, applied it to this guy, and comes back with the answer before the guy's even finished his problem. He's got a 30-second mind. Right? That's what you want. Anytime you want to write a blog post or create a podcast or a video or a whatever, if we've got a 30-second mind, you don't have to go, well, how should I start? What's my structure? Right? We can just go, great, it's a podcast. Boom, pull out podcast thing, three little boxes, boom, 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 and I'm done. Does that make sense? What kind of an advantage would that give you? Speed. It's not about perfection. It's about, you're like, please don't try to be perfect. Try to be prolific with this stuff. I look at some of my stuff and I go, oh, that was a bit average, but it was out there. Yeah? Number one, build a 30-second mind. Number two, framework before work. Anytime you're going to have to do it more than once, like, for example, twice. Right? Anytime you're going to have to do it more than once, build a framework for it. So, for example, last week I launched a new program called Black Belt Boardroom for my, you know, it was like a handpicked invitation-only group for my best clients, right? And so I sent some messages, two Facebook messages to the 18 dudes who I thought would be great for it. Of those, 16 have said yes and joined. And so this week I had to do my, my kickoff call with each of my new clients. Guess what? I've never had this program before and I've never done a kickoff call like this with these kind of dudes before. I'm going to have to do it more than once. What do I need first, huh? A framework. So what do? I go, well, what sort of things would I like to do? What would I like to know? Well, I'd like, so I just kind of made a list. I'm going, well, I want to know where they're at. I want to know what they need. If we're going to work together, I'd love to know what our goals are. I want to know where the low-hanging fruit, the easy money opportunities are. What else do I want to know? Well, I need them to know our format, like how it's going to work. And I want them to know how to be ready. And then I probably want to go, hey, have you got any questions? Bam, there's my framework. Turn that into a little worksheet. Took me, 12 seconds with a Sharpie marker. And now every time I sit down on the call, I just draw my little boxes and I can do the call and it's killer every time. The content's different, but the context is really tight. Is that clear? So if you're going to work, build a framework because it's going to be heaps easier. Good? Number three, map the shortcut. I just kind of just talked about this. If framework before work is, hey, we're going to need a framework for this. If we're going to do it more than once, let's build a little system. What's the next step? Well, then let's map out the shortcut. Let's actually document it down. Let's draw the little boxes. Because what do you build? You build assets. Right? That little, this framework, obviously, when I present it, it doesn't look like a mind map. When I kind of dump it, it's a mind map, and then it turns into a really nice looking kind of worksheet. With six boxes, and a name and a logo and all that sort of stuff. Now I've got an asset that I can use in my business, right? So what can I do with it? Well, number one, you can use it. Please write that down. It's deep, right? One, what do you do with the framework? How do you leverage the asset? Number one, you use it. Number two, you train it. You give it to your team. Get them to use it. Because next time I do this, guess who's going to be doing the calls? Probably not me, somebody else, but now there's a system. Number three, what do? Well, you can sell it. Yeah, it's killer. Remember before, it was like, yeah, and we use this kind of triage call script off the podcast. Dude, that's a framework. Yeah, it's cool. So we use it, we teach it, we sell it. You good? It's IP. It's an asset that you can use and reuse. So you want to map it out so it's documented, somebody else can do it. Number four. This is the big idea about frameworks, right? We're going conceptual. We'll get super practical in just one sec. The ancient samurai have this book. It's called The Way of the Samurai in English. I think in Japanese it's Sakugare, or that could be a Japanese beer. I'm not really sure. Whatever it's called. It basically says that ancient samurai philosophy can be summarized into two words. Win first, or win beforehand. What does that mean? Well, you can either kind of get into the battle and freak out and not know what to do, or we can have the battle won before we even have to draw a sword. That's what frameworks are really good for. I know, without a shadow of a doubt, that my every video I do and every email I send and all my stuff is going to be of a level. It's not going to be world's best, but it's certainly going to be up there, world class, before I even utter a word, because I've won beforehand. Now I just have to kind of show up and deliver the stuff. Cool?
James Schramko here. I hope you enjoyed that audio. That was actually half of the presentation from Superfast Business Live number 10. If you'd like to get access to the entire presentation, I welcome you to log into superfastbusiness.com/ members, and you can access the full recordings, plus the full recordings from all of the events that I've run where we've had them recorded. That gives you an abundance of training and materials. Plus, I'm in there to coach you and answer questions relating to all of the topics. If you are not a member, I invite you to join. Go to superfastbusiness.com/membership. And I suggest you take the annual subscription because you make a great saving. I'll see you inside there. Look forward to helping you grow your business. I'm James Schramko, and you're listening to superfastbusiness.com.
Discover how to build your business
super fast.
Check out superfastbusiness.com.